is not backed up.
Between the blood and your sacral photographs, it's your
Mr. Sandra Ahuja to you. He has loaned us the Continental, which we've been using to drive you in. He's given us loan of the car, which we're using to drive you
in. Oh, you have medical bags.
So you were medical.
They're big telescope. How many miles you can see?
You can see millions of miles.
Huh?
You can see millions of miles.
How many millions?
You can see light years away.
Huh?
Many, many, many millions of miles. That's a big one.
They can see 4 billion?
4 billion of them.
Maybe not 4 billion.
Then, it is impact. Radius, what is that?
Diameter.
It's 4 billion miles. Anyway.
One universe.
Huh? One universe. This is the smallest.
Smaller.
Four-headed Brahma. All universe has taken together, that is 1/4 energy. And 3/4 energy is spiritual world. He comes in a Sithu Jagat, one part. Asat 40 jojans. One jojan equal to 8 miles. And 1 koti means 10 million. So, 50 into 8, 200 into 10 into 10. Million. Calculated 4 billion. How many millions make a billion?
1,000.
Situated in the middle from the circumference, 2 billion up and down. The moon is situated above the sun, 1,600,000 miles. How they can go to the moon?
They think the moon is closer than the sun.
They have seen, but we are thinking in this. He is right.
We are right. The Vedas.
Yeah. Thinking is right because they could not go to the moon. They say they went, but actually they could not. Now they are disappointed.
He had some question whether Lord Nityananda ever took sannyas.
No. And put this on that, as one was.
Philosophy book is waiting until...
I agree with Jari.
Oh, now?
Yeah.
Hi.
We're going to do some of the chapters and installments in Back to Godhead. We're going to do Darwin as soon as possible in a month or two.
Because of he is the ultimate Vedanta philosophy, and Bhagavat is the commentary on the Vedanta philosophy. Perform he begins.
He begins in the ocean.
Hmm?
He says that the fish type animal climbed out of the ocean and began to breathe the air.
And right from the ocean came.
On the planet there was great turbulence and the oceans were stirring. And then there was some lightning charge.
But from the lightning came. And but from the ocean came. Very philosophy. Is this speculation?
It all began from a primeval explosion.
But then same question, where from the explosion?
They say that explosion began at time zero.
Huh?
Time zero.
Time zero.
And then. Time zero. And they said that if you ask the question, what was before that, that's not a logical, sensible question.
Why?
They say it's a question that should not even be asked.
No, then you're a rascal. You're beginning from zero. How you can begin from zero?
Everything comes from nothing.
Huh?
That means that everything comes from nothing.
That is not playing.
Say it all originates from a giant mass of primordial matter.
And then same comes, where from the matter comes?
It's an accident.
There is another nonsense. Another rascal now. Where is the accident? Nothing is accident. Everything is cause and effect. We say that in the beginning there was God. Our word of God in the Bible, doesn't it?
Yes.
So God was there and God's word was there. That is the beginning, our beginning. Janmatrasya jataha aham eva asam agre, and Bhagavad Gita aham sarvasya prabhava matta sarvam pravartate. This is our creator. Everything begins from God. Now we can say, where from God came. But that is God. God existing is not caused by any other cause. It is the original cause. Anadi, Adi. He has no beginning, but he is the beginning of everything. This is a conception of God. Anadi Adi Govinda. That Adi is Govinda, person, Krishna. Krishna says, Aham Adi Deva. We find from the history, Brahma is the beginning. Is Deva, one of the demigods. Krishna says, Aham Adi Deva. He is the cause of Brahma. So this is our pleasure. We don't begin from zero or accident. This is not our pleasure.
Brahman never tried to understand these
things. Well, he admitted that he speculated. He is not a philosopher. He is a speculator. He has admitted that it is my speculation. I think that.
He started his speculation from the creation of life. He didn't.
Anyway, speculation is not science. Philosophy. We don't find this. No hypothesis.
They call the Vedas speculation. They say the Upanishads are speculation.
No. That's okay. Huh? This Upanishad, Isha Vasa Milam Tadvam. Everything beginning from Isha. The Supreme Control. Very speculative.
They say that the Vedas are written by man, so they are imperfect.
So you are less than a dog. It is made, it is written by man, that's all right. But you are less than a dog. You have no reason, no right. What is your pleasure? What is the value of your pleasure? Speculation.
You say
it,
that?
We don't say it is written by man. Oppose of him. They may say whatever. We don't say. If somebody says, your father's name is that, and I know my father's name, what you are, your authority, you are not authority. To say, what is my father? I know that. So it is a suggestion like that. Your father's name is that. We don't say, my father's name is that. Is that a very good suggestion? You don't know anything of my family, I say, that your father named me. Is it not another description? You do not know anything about my family, and you say that your father's name is this. What is this logic? You cannot say what is my father's name. You do not know about my family.
Darwin's whole theory rests on the fact that the speculation that he can show bones. They take these bones and these evidences, archaeological.
Anywhere, it is not possible that he has seen all the bones. That is not possible. So, taking it that he has studied by seeing the bones. But I can say very easily that it is not possible for a person like you to see all the bones. That is my challenge. I can say that you have seen all the bones.
They will say that.
You say millions and millions of years ago, you lived for 50 years. I will have seen. all the bones. That is imperfect. You are a limited person. How it is possible that you have seen all the bones? What is your answer?
They said they haven't found all the bones, but what they found is conclusive evidence.
Then you cannot do that. If you have seen all the bones, then you can conclude. You say some of the missing. Then how it is fact? You did not see it.
Just this year they found a skull that was millions of years older than any human skull they found before.
That's how life. But still, you cannot say that you have seen all these skulls.
No.
That is not possible. Vedic culture do not keep skulls, they burn it. Therefore, there is no opportunity for you to see the Vedic culture. Then you become defective, because you cannot see the skulls of Vedic culture, we burn it. Therefore, your conclusion is defective.
So the only bones they find are the bones of the fifth and seventh class?
Of the monkey class men. That's all. Therefore, you conclude that man comes from monkey. That is it. Human being, Vedic culture is a burden. So they had no opportunity to see the human being's skull. The monkeys, they do not burn. So he has seen only the monkey's skull. And his conclusion is man is from monkey.
Actually, they're extremely interested in bones. This is the activity of the dog.
Yes, it's fine. So it is dog philosophy. Hare Krishna. And the eye enters into it. So, a big professor, Dr. Kalidas Maharaj, he began to speak. There was stone age. There simply stone there was. And he said, immediately, the one nonsense is taking stone. There is nothing. According to the anthropology of Darwin, from the very beginning, when I was a student, I did not believe this God. That is, one after another chronologically, as Darwin says, skulls, it is not possible at all. For any single man, it is not possible.
8,400,000 species.
Yes. Has he gone down the water? Then, what is the simple speculation?
Scientific study would mean to study all 8,400,000.
Yes, that is scientific study. But that is not possible. Therefore, your theory is always imperfect. Because you cannot say that I've studied. You simply guess there is some gap, millions of years. So this is not study. Huh?
They say even there's a missing link. The parts that they cannot explain.
So they... That is not science.
It's the most important part, too.
Huh?
It's the most important part.
Therefore, he said they are Lascars. And Lascars will believe.
Once you said the missing link was your foot in your face.
If also it is admitted that inductive logic is impossible. Deductive logic is impossible. The logic means close up on the task, parampara. Shruti. Basic language, Shruti. Shruti Pramana. Pramana means evidence. And Shruti means base. Pratyaksha Anuman, Shruti. Pratyaksha means direct. Direct evidence. And Anuman, hypothesis. That is, Darren's theory, something like that. And Shruti, David. So out of these three kinds of evidences, Shruti Praman is accepted as supreme. Neither Anuman nor Pratyaksha. Pratyaksha, you are seeing the sky, but you cannot say the length and breadth. You cannot say. You are seeing daily. If you say, I have got this telescope, that is an imperfect. And now you can see with your eyes directly, direct sense perception. Hypothesis. Anuman, guessing, that is also not perfect. And Shruti, we take Shruti from the perfect person, Krishna. We take Ameva Vasamadhi. Before the creation, I was there. We take Shruti.
But in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna said that in the beginning of creation, he set forth generations of men among the demigods. So the bones they have found are those, the bones they have found so far, of the men that were living so many thousands of years ago.
But they are not demigods.
No. Where are the bones, where are those living entities now? Where are they born?
In God. The hyperbaric system and try to see the bone of the demigods. Besides that, according to our Shastra, when Brahma dies, then everything is finished. So we have no chance to see. But it is a chance. When everything will be finished, he will be finished. Everything is with the death of Brahma. So you cannot study Brahma's bone. That's like taste of potassina.
Yes.
As soon as you taste, you are finished. So you cannot say, what is the taste?
But the bones of those people that they found, where are their bodies now? Have they gone to somewhere?
You might have found in your country, but that is not China. So you have seen all the bones. thing I have is that he's not dead. Now, nowadays they're finding new ones.
Hmm.
So how he studies and perfects. He's now dead and gone.
Actually, they're finding bones now they claim are that challenge his theory. They're much older than what he had thought. They have to change all the calculations.
Even their methods for dating the bones is defective, huh?
Mm-hmm.
They have a scientific, but they have a process how they date the bones.
Mm.
So the carbon 14 beings are just improved effective.
So many bones, they should draw the conclusion that the big problem is death.
That is impossible. You lick up your bones, but you have to die. You have to lay down your bones now.
If the Veda culture was a superior culture,
mm.
How come man gave up the Veda culture to take his materialistic life?
So no, I'm not giving up. You are taking up. No, I'm not giving up.
But 5,000 years ago.
That's all right. Otherwise, how you are getting? If you are giving up. How you are getting now? It was not giving up. Who says it was giving up?
Well, America spun on materialistic
society. How many times I say it? But if you are giving up, then how you are getting up?
Now Americans are taking it up?
Yes. How is it giving up?
Don't say that. It became dormant. That's the way people like it.
It's not dormant. It is coming. It is coming. We have not lost it. Maybe that few people know it, but it is not lost. It is not that missing bone. It is not like that.
You say like in Chicago they're so prosperous, but they don't worship Krishna. They say they're so prosperous here in Chicago, but they don't worship Krishna.
Mm-hmm.
Here in Chicago, there's so many big buildings and there's so much money.
The building, what do we do? We build it. We have to leave the building and go to hell. What are you doing for that? So long, 15 years, you can lick up the building. Then after all, you'll be thrown into the hell. And what are you going to do about that? If you cannot stay in the building, then what is the use of constructing it? Huh? Suppose you construct one building here, and policemen now you cannot stay here. You still need to construct building?
They say they live for 60 years, but enjoy it while they can.
But that is policemen. You are making young, very solid. But you are not going to leave. You're down by pressure. This is called police.
I think there was one great personality, I forget his name, he was going to live as long as some of the things he had hairs in his head.
Huh?
The story of the man who was on the beach.
Yes. Lom Harson.
Yes.
Lom Harson Muni was standing and Krishna was standing. So Narad Muni was flashing. I don't know, I didn't make a cottage here. That his life was when one hair will fall, one Brahma will die. And India say all the hairs when he dies, fall, all the Brahmas will die. Then he and he was thinking, huh? Well, actually, there is a crash.
Who is that, Roma Shanmur?
Roma Harsan. Basic principle of basic civilization. They did not back there such a learned scholar. You are sitting in a cottage. Lord Shiva, such a big powerful and the whole material energy Parvati is his wife. He is sitting under a tree.
Therefore, sannyasi is always moving around, Srila Prabhupada?
Yes. Vairagya. That is required. That is civilization. Vairagya and jnana. Jnana vairagya. Knowledge and renunciation of detachment. This is the goal of human life. Because he is attached to this material world, he has to take bath. So, to save this botheration, one has to be detached. This is the basic principle of Vedic civil. Jnana vairagya. And detachment is possible when one is in full knowledge. Jnana. And this bhakti yoga process is detachment. Vairagya vidyan is a bhakti yoga. So it is a civilization of detachment, not attachment.
That detachment is a form of wealth for the renowned sort.
Yeah, that is the gain of human life. Artha dham. This is meaning. Artha means meaning. Artha dham. Gullamam manasam ijanva. Tadapi adurvam artha dham. This human life, form of life, is very, very rare. So, one can say, you will also die like Akshanta. How it is there? Rare. Now, yes, adurvam. Arthamam. Although it is temporary, it should not stay, but you can have meaning of life. Adhumam, Arthamam. Everything is there.
The materialistic people say that when they see someone in a detached position, they say he is impoverished. They're so confused that they conclude the opposite.
Impoverished?
Impoverished means they're poor.
So what is the poor? What you are rich? You are whole day working day and night and you are not working, getting out for prasada. I am poverty stricken or you are poverty. You rascal, whole day you are working.
For a dry biscuit.
Like an ass. And we are sitting, chanting Hare Krishna and getting our food. So you are poverty stricken or I am poverty.
A poverty-stricken man has to work very hard.
Yes.
But they'll say, well,
they will say, after all, you see, you try to understand that this rascal is working day and night, 24 hours for getting his food. And we are simply chanting Hare Krishna and getting our food. So he is poverty-stricken or I am poverty?
That means we're the rich men.
Yeah, I'm a rich man.
Rich man doesn't have to work.
Yeah, that is rich man. That is the explanation given by Marshall, the great economist. He says that unless one is obliged to work, nobody will work. That is his economic impetus. So the family affection gives impetus to work. He has to maintain the family. That is, he says, that is the beginning of economic development. Marshall's here. Well, there is attachment on account of Krishna. That is detachment. Yukta Vairagamacha. He is attached to everything, but not for his personal self. You are spending lakhs of rupees for constructing a temple, but you are not interested to construct a house, a skyscraper building. Oh, we are not interested. That is detachment. Give up Prapanchikataya buddhya hari sambandhi vatsuna. No, no, don't touch money. Why? The money can be utilized for constructing a nice temple for Krishna. Why we shall say, we don't touch money? Yes? Give me as much money as you got. Therefore, you will find in India very, very big, big, costly temple, not skyscraper building. That is the fact. If any man had any money, he will spend it for Krishna, not for his personal. Personally, he will be satisfied with the cottage. That is India's civilization. He'll find in South India, one temple is more than a fort, bigger. It is impossible to construct such temple nowadays. Still he'll find in Vrindavan that broken Govindaji's temple. If you construct such temple, even crores and crores of rupees will not be. That was done by Maharaj Mansingh. But you don't find any palace of Mansingh. You could have constructed a palace. Yeah. No, he did not do. But for Govindaji, he spent so much money. There is no such thing, attachment, detachment. We must know that everything belongs to Krishna. And we are servants of Krishna. This knowledge is required. That is Krishna. And when you understand that everything is belonging to Krishna, then the next sense is, why not everything be used for Krishna?
All over there.
Art, yeah. Theory is art or not? Bone theory, studying the bone.
I think you've broken the bone theory.
That's a perfect explanation. That's a perfect explanation.
going to send this tape and have him add that to the book. You defeated Darwin so quickly this morning. Wonderful.
Yes, no chance to stand. I'm going to be right.